This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. One early morning, I was looking out the screen door with our cat, Buster. It was overcast, and it felt humid. One gets sensitive to humidity in June and July when waiting for rain. But overcast and still in the 70s. It feels like a turtle day, I said to Buster. And we went outside. Buster decided to lay down on the porch while I went walking up our dusty driveway. And sure enough, turtle tracks crossed the drive. I looked around for a bit, hoping to see that turtle, but no, I couldn't find that turtle. That's okay. Those tracks made my morning, knowing that at least one box turtle is out poking around on an overcast, humid morning. You know, over the years that we've lived near the Ohuahlote, we've gotten to know some of the box turtles. I'm not kidding. Quite a few of them come by for snacks, showing up near our back door and happily chomping on an old peach or a watermelon rind or part of an apple. Some have very distinctive marks, and we recognize them over the years. Oh, there's this one female turtle that has such a high domed shell that we call her helmet. One summer afternoon, I was speaking on the phone with my granddaughter who lives in Maine, and I said, I saw a box turtle today. Was it Helmet? She asked. Oh, heart be still. Oh, dear. So box turtle tracks call for a celebration. And when we get monsoon puddles and toads start to call, well, there's going to be a pretty big celebration. You know, how lucky to live in an arid land where there are so many reasons to celebrate. The flowers on Palaverdes or the flowers on ironwood trees, the red, red, red fruit of saguaros, acorns falling from oaks, rain in the summer. Every one of those things and a whole bunch more feel like they deserve fiestas, party time. Acorns are falling. Put that lampshade on my head, mesquite beans are ready to harvest. Oh, dear, lots of stuff to celebrate. And it always makes me think of the wonderful desert rider, Bird Baylor. She knew how to celebrate this arid land, this desert. She wrote books that our kids read over and over, and so did I, and so did Ms. Mosquito. And, you know, I want to read you a couple pages from one of her books, a favorite one, but that was hard to pick a favorite one. But this is a couple pages from a book called I'm in Charge of Celebrations by Bird Baylor. Sometimes people ask me, aren't you lonely out there with just desert around you? I guess they mean the bear grass and the yuccas and the cactus and the rocks. I guess they mean the deep ravines and the hawk nests and the cliffs and the coyote trails that wind across the hills. Lonely? I can't help laughing when they ask me that. I always look at them surprised. And I say, how could I be lonely? I'm the one in charge of celebrations. Sometimes they don't believe me, but it's true. I am. I put myself in charge. I choose my own. Last year, I gave myself 108 celebrations, besides the ones that they closed school for. I cannot get by with only a few. Friend, I'll tell you how it works. I keep a notebook, and I write the date, and then I write about the celebration. I'm very choosy over what goes in that book. It has to be something I plan to remember the rest of my life. You can tell what's worth a celebration because your heart will pound and you'll feel like you're standing on top of a mountain and you'll catch your breath like you were breathing some new kind of air. Otherwise, I count it just an average day. I told you, I was choosy. Well, you're going to need to read the rest of that book, aren't you? And I know you'll love it. Yeah, you will. The desert is beautiful. And Bird Baylor is beautiful. Yeah, she is. We'll miss you, Bird. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.